Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
The news of the arrest of Dean Skelos, the Republican leader of the New York State Senate, has had some quick reaction. Of course, the conference in general standing behind him. He says he's not going to step down, but we've had some local senators explaining their positions on Skelos.
State Senator George Amador of Rotterdam is one of the few Republicans in the State Senate calling on Senator Skelos to resign as majority leader. Amador said Skelos should step down as he faces these federal corruption charges. He says there's a lot of work to be done in the Senate, and this kind of distraction just doesn't help. He also expressed concerns about preserving the integrity of the legislature. We also talked to Senator Hugh Farley and Senator Jim Seward. Farley's from Niskayuna. Seward is from Milford down in Schoharie County. They both agree with the majority of their colleagues and support Skelos staying as leader. We tried to get a hold of Kathy Marchione. She's a senator from Half Moon, but she didn't return her calls. Farley said that most of the conference believes Skelos when he says he's innocent. He also added that the lawyers in the conference spoke and thought that the case against Skelos was very thin. Farley also stressed that the Senate is not as leader-oriented as the Assembly and that they operate via a committee system not dominated by one strong leader like the Assembly is. If Skelos were to step aside as leader at a later date, there's no clear indication of who would replace him. It's not a seniority system, but we should note that Senator Farley is 82, and he is the most senior member of the Senate, and is currently serving his 20th term. He's also the vice president pro tem of the Senate, but his name hasn't been brought up as a possible replacement for Skelos. The Senate's number two Republican, Tom Liebes of Binghamton, is battling cancer and pleaded not guilty to a federal charge that he lied to the FBI about using his position to arrange a job. Seward from down in Schoharie County also emphasized that it was important for the Senate to get back to what he said was the people's business, and that the distraction of Skelos needs to be put aside. That's why he thought it was important to support the leader.
Well, no matter what's happening at the Capitol, distraction or otherwise, we'll be covering it. We'll be speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this story or others in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.